hiding content. Yes, sir. Hey, my friends, it is the one and only the Little the Bell Mimi Nava, and you're watching the Little the Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish.
Soundstripe.
Today, well, this week has not been smooth sailing, as we should say. And it's not because of school, it's not because of anything like that. No, we're gonna talk about school. I already told y'all what to do. I'm doing it, I'm working on it. So, yeah. But, so. Body, positivity, confidence. I've been hearing a lot of body dysmorphia. Didn't know what it was, so I did my research, like any good scholar would do, would look it up. And from what I'm seeing, like I said in the comments, you can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm not giving all the details. But it's when you may look in the mirror one day and feel good about yourself, and think like, ooh, I look good, you know, I'm sexy, and then another day you can look in the mirror and be like, ugh! Just, ugh! Now, that may be the case, and I know you're thinking like, oh, that happens to everybody. We all get some points where we get low because we looked at the picture we weren't supposed to be looking at, and da 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 da. And I just feel like sometimes this happens more often for certain people. And that's why it's called what it's called, because it can be with like your face, any parts of your body. But I realized that a lot of people were saying a lot of the filters encourage or enable, as I should say, body dysmorphia. Meaning that some filters make it have you big lips, slim your nose down, because I have a wide nose. Slim your nose down and, you know, make you look very, as so people say, racially ambiguous. Or you have the good black features and everything else is kind of just, so it's a perfect mixture. Now, y'all know that I love my body, I love my nose, I love my face. I love everything about myself, but there are some days to where I hate everything. Where I'll put on some clothes that I was able to wear freshman year of college. I'm a junior. I can't wear that stuff no more. I got hips now. I got body. Like, I have a grown woman body. I don't have the same high school build. I got some hips. I got some hips. I got some thighs. I got some jugs up here. Like, now we not mosquito bites. We ain't got mosquito bites. We got titties. We ain't got, you know, the little slender iPhone built a little more like a little kid. We got bam and bam, like, you know, we got all this back here. We got all this back here, and we love it. But some days when I put on clothes and I'm used to looking a certain way in my clothes, meaning that I was skinny a year ago. A year ago, I still had my little high school body where, and I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna just get a little background. I didn't eat for real. I didn't eat because I wanted to stay skinny. So that tells you that I was not meant to be a naturally slim person. Now, mind you, I know you're looking at me like, oh, Mimi, like, you slim though, you still slim? Yes, put thick after it though. Put thick after it though, because your girl got some meat on the balls. Only reason people don't usually see my shape in clothing is because I don't wear clothing to show my shape. I'm working on my confidence in my shape. Trust me, I'm working on the confidence. Also working on finding clothes that fit my body type. Because what I realized is that a year ago, I was not eating. I just realized I had anxiety. And it caused me to not eat even more because I got conscious about my weight, about my body. I like to wear crop tops. I like to wear, you know, the little bralettes. Because, like, even though I said I had titties, that's different from like breast. Okay, let's give you a ranking. So it's titties, breast, jugs, then backache. So titties, breast, jugs, backache. And the reason I say backache is for talk to them who are very blessed up in the top area. And they say their back hurts all the time because they're so heavy. That's why I say backache. Because all the women with the big bust out there know what I'm talking about. Look, y'all beautiful too. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's like they say their back hurts. So I'll be making sure, like, y'all be we wanting all this extra huh, and forget that it's a strain on our body. Be quiet. It's a strain on our bodies. You know, we go and then. There's a strain on our bodies. Sometimes we weren't meant to be built like that. That's what I'm getting to. You know, because I want to be built like and that one cute for me. Everybody has a different body type. Yes, you can go pay for the one you want, but I am broke. And even when I do get the money, I got better shit to buy than some fake ass shit. So those are the investments that are going to benefit my life and the generations that come after me. I try to build a legacy, not a body. So that's not my interest. And if that's your interest, I say you save up, do your research, and get it done safely. Please get it done safely. Don't go over and hit somebody's hotel room and you end up with cement in your ass. Not cute. Get it done by an actual doctor. Please take care of your body. Even if it's silicone in it, whatever elements on the periodic table is in your body, take care of it. Take care of it. I'm all for, I say every episode, take care of your body. I always tell you how to take care of your body in every way, fashion, or form. Spiritually, mentally, physically. You're right. I'm talking about the physically, the spiritually. I'm talking about all of them, actually. So, yes. Like I said, I realized I wasn't meant to be built like, I'm meant to be built like that. I'm more so of the hey, and then ish, and then and then just got a little tum tum. Okay, it's okay. I heard men love a little tum tum, but we ain't doing it for men. So guess what I heard? I heard I like a little tum tum because, well, I eat. So, realizing that I am not a coquette, that has bothered me. Now, of course, y'all have seen the picture of a year ago in July versus a year ago in July versus to this year in July. I was very skinny. I was not eating. I had anxiety. I was not sleeping. I also have other things that I was dealing with, but with relationship, people, all of that BS, all that bullshit. So I realized that I was not healthy. When I realized that I was not healthy was in January of 2020. Going to the doctor, get my checkup, to get the little womanly things that we get done. Take care of yourself. Go to the doctor. And also, y'all, please ask doctors what can you do at home to keep up your body and keep it. Because they'll tell, guess what? They'll tell you anyways, because that's their job. So, yeah, no. Like I said, I'm going to throw in here throughout this whole thing about body dysmorphia, of taking care of yourself. If you want to go get surgery, you want to get some extra little today's, get on. But make sure you take care of them. Because if you do not take care of them in the healing process, it can cause harm to you. And, you know, later on down the line. And we don't want anybody out here. I want none of my friends out here having problems. None of my sisters and my good sirs having problems. Because y'all too young to be dying right now. Too young. So take care of yourself when getting procedures done in any part of your body. Please take care of yourself. So when I realized that in January, went to go get my checkup, to go check on myself, because I like to go get checkups more frequently than 6 months apart. I guess, like, you know, once every 6 months. I like to get it like 3 times a year because you know, I am a woman. And I realized that I'm not very educated on what goes on in my body. So I feel as though, like, as I am 20 and I am at the peak of where things start to change. I want to make sure that I am on top of those. I know what those are, so I'm not 25, 26, 27, and everything's just creeping up on me, and I got infection and this, that, and the third. No, I want to be able to keep those things from happening. I want to be proactive, not reactive. I don't want to go get a pap smear, and they're like, oh, well, you have a yeast infection. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I've been around here for 5 years. And I didn't. You don't want to be like that. You want to make sure you're on top of your body. Yes, two doctor visits is enough. If that's what all you can afford is in your budget, I understand. If you got the insurance, I say go as much as you need to, or if you think something's bothering you, especially in areas that you cannot treat yourself or you cannot handle yourself, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. If you got the insurance, go to the doctor. You know how lucky you are to have some insurance in America? Go to the doctor. So, when I realized the doctor was like, you're 112 pounds. If you lose any more weight, I was like, is that underweight? They're like, yes, it is technically underweight by, you know, like the numbers and the standards because of my height. I'm 5'3". I'm not that tall. But I'm not that short either. Don't tease me. Don't tease me. But, yes, I'm a petite woman, okay? My mom is a petite woman. My grandma's a petite woman. It's in the family. Like, the genes is strong. I got all the genes from my mom's side. Look, I'll show y'all a picture one day. I'll probably post a picture of me, my mom, and my grandmother. No, we have never taken a picture all together because we just actually haven't. Weird. But no. So, when the doctor told me if I lose any more weight, I will be underweight and it'll be a problem. It'll be kind of something that they'll. And when you get your physical, they weigh you, they take your height, all those things. So I asked the doctor, am I underweight? Because they're not going to tell you until it becomes a problem. That's how some doctors are, because they don't like to worry with things. But I'm the person where, nah, tell me, let me know, because I'm not going to let myself go knowing that I can fix it. So what I did was, I was like, okay, I asked. I said, okay, I'm 112 pounds, 110. I went through two, they weren't relationships, they were entanglements. I'm gonna pull a Jada on y'all. They were entanglements, and it was not good. I was not eating. They were stressing me out. So be careful with your attachments. I hope they don't turn into entanglements. All of that extra going on. Girl, don't let that, girl, sir, don't let that get to that point. Manage your attachments correctly. I did not have the self-confidence that I have now to tell people how I want to be treated, nor did I know how I wanted to be treated. I knew that, like, okay, they're supposed to do this, this, and this. And after getting told by women and men that, oh, you're asking for too much, you're doing too much, no one's going to give you all of that at once, I started to lower my standards. Don't do that! Don't do that! It will cause you your health, literally. Because you start dealing with some niggas that just, and niggas is gender fluid. So if you like women, they niggas too. And if you white, they're nothing. Just call them whatever else. If you white, they whatever y'all call people. Yeah, had to just, you know, really kind of cut boundaries. I know I have some white viewers. No, you cannot call folks you don't like niggas. Stop it. Confide you. The white people that fuck with me, they know not to do that. So, because we already even had to talk. You cannot say it. No, ma'am. No, sir. So, realizing that these niggas were just, I lowered my standards and I accepted niggas around me, or I accepted bums around me, who honestly acted like I was a burden on them in their existence. I think I was a burden just in general every time I came around. They were like, oh, you're always needy. You're always asking for too much. Y'all, my love languages are quality time and physical touch. And words of affirmation. So, am I really needy or are you just not catering to love languages? Matter of fact, I said that to my last two entanglements, and I didn't know what that was. Honestly, that should have been a really huge, bright rainbow flag. Because red, we not seeing it. Like bulls, we actually, bulls will see any color, but we weren't seeing the red. So I guess we gotta make it a bright ass fuchsia because we weren't seeing the red. That honestly, that should have been a sign to me that if you don't know what that is, how would you know how to cater to them? So me not having that thought process caused me my health. Me not realizing that there's some folks around me that just, they enjoy what I do for them, but they can't do shit for me. And it's sad, but they couldn't do it for themselves either. So of course, I'm asking people to do shit that they don't even know how to do. And I was running myself ragged because of it. So don't do that. So when I realized and I cut all those things off, I got back to school. Of course, this is before Rona hit. Got back to school, I was on my shit. I was in any and everything, getting busy, placing myself in places that honestly, that's why I'm, y'all see on my Instagram, how I'm doing business-wise and personally, that's how I got to the things I got to. Was from January to March, worked my ass off. I said, I have it in my journal, I will no longer have things and people around me that are not benefiting me. Meaning that if you're not aligning with me, you're not respecting my boundaries, you got to go. And I made that promise myself for this entire year. So far, I've been doing great. The block button has become my best friend. I got people around me that's doing good. I'm in a whole relationship though. It's about to be 8 months in 4 days. So you can do it. If you in something that you don't like, get out, because you're holding yourself hostage and you probably got somebody waiting on you or that's waiting on you to do everything for you that you've been asking for from about 3 different niggas. Me. If you, don't ever think, I will never find anybody again. You're 20. You're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22, 22. I don't care what age you are. You can always find somebody that's going to treat you how you want to be treated. In the way you want to be treated. All the extra stuff. You'll find somebody. Your life is not over. I love telling people, your life is not over after 30 just because folks say it's old. 30 is never old. No age is old. It's just that more years, you have more wisdom. And that's not a bad thing. So if folks want to call you old, they can call you old, but you got that wisdom of you. You got experience. Y'all better start cherishing old people while they're here, because we the only culture that neglects old people. If we're going back to our African roots, we should really be having old people at the top, if you know what I'm saying. But y'all don't know about that. I can't talk to y'all about that. So, realizing all those things and making the promise myself the new year that I would cut things off and recognize things for as they are. Do I like this? Is this aligned with what I want? And if it says no, why the hell am I still here? Like, get out. Get out. Evacuate today. So I did. When I did, it was around good people. And I was around that's not my boyfriend. We were friends for a year prior. So doing all that and being around him just because he was my friend first. He was my really good friend. Every time I was around him, always be listening, there to talk, just to give me advice, confide me. He would validate how I felt about things. That made me crazy for having anxiety because our previous partners definitely were like, oh, your anxiety is ruining this relationship. I bet people dog me out because I told my anxiety. They act like I had a bubonic plague or some shit. So, I was just looking at how he was as a friend, and I was like, okay. And we went out to eat one day, and he was like, you don't eat much. Mind you, no one really notices that I don't eat food. People that I'm around, they notice. So when I realized that God, this kind of decided with a higher power, however you refer to him, however you refer to your higher power, I just say God, so, because that's something that people can, commonality thing, we're going to meet in the middle, okay? I don't say God usually, but for the audience to really understand God, the universe, higher power, those, to me, I use those interchangeably, okay? Okay. So the higher power kind of put these people in my life and pointed out the people that really truly care about me. They knew that I wasn't eating as much. They knew that I wasn't sleeping as much. They knew what I was going through, and they were like, all right, mind you, my current partner, we didn't talk that much because the first semester I was busy. Saw Odu at homecoming and it was great. Like, we kept caught up, pick up where we left off, because I like friends like that. Like, don't get offended because I'm not trying to hang with you every day. I got work. I got school. I got extra stuff. You know, I'm hustling, I'm grinding. I can't do everything with everybody. So that was understandable. Then I realized, like, okay. New Year's starts, I was like, okay, I need to hang around people who are, like I said, I made this promise myself. I was like, I need to be around people who aren't on no stupid shit. That's just really point blank period, who aren't on no stupid shit. Cause why the hell I wanna be around some niggas on some stupid shit? Like, for real. I had to get real, you know, real Georgia on y'all. But I had to be around some niggas on stupid shit, like, stupid ass. But look, so I had to get real Georgia on y'all, cause I look. But no, why would I be around people who aren't, just sit here and just help me deteriorate, you know? So when we're sitting there, we're at the restaurant, he was like, you don't eat much, are you gonna eat your food? I was like, ooh. Honestly, that was not the first time that someone has noticed that I don't eat. It's just that it was his approach. And this is what was important to me. This is what made me keep, this is what made me be more close to him as a friend. Did I expect a relationship out of it? No. But when things flow, they flow. If you gotta force it, don't do it. But if it goes, it goes, and it's just kind of like, it's mutual, then yeah, go about that how you want to, you know? But no, so when I realized that I had actual people around me pointing out, like, hey, are you gonna eat that? Hey, did you eat today? Hey, are you eating? Hey, are you sleeping? You need to fix your sleeping pattern. You need to do this. I don't think that's healthy for you. I'm worried about you. I realized I never had people say they were worried about me. Because I was always the person like, hey, make sure you do this. Hey, make sure you do that. I was the person always running behind the people, making sure they do what they're supposed to do. And I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. And I realized the people that I was trying to quote unquote take care of or care for, they were not about to take care of me. And that's what caused me to deteriorate health-wise with my body. And I know how to deal with body dysmorphia. So, well, some days in the mirror, I'll look and be like, okay, I'm cool, I'm skinny. Some of the days, I would look and be like, ew. And it would cause me to not eat. I would not eat because I would want to be skinny. I would want to keep my stomach flat. I felt like if I ate anything, my stomach would just have this weird bulge, and I felt like it was so ugly. So when I would sit down, the bulge would fold over, and I hated the rolls that showed. Stuff like that, that's normal. I would hate it. So, but I could never tell anyone, when people ask me, why don't you eat that much, or like, are you having a problem? I could never tell them why, because I was embarrassed to say that, like, I don't want to get fat. Because I didn't want to be fat phobic. Because there's nothing wrong with being fat. It's just, I didn't like it on me. And then I realized that's also fat for me. So realizing that, I was like, I don't want myself with extra weight. I want myself with rolls. I want myself with, you know, a bulge or my stomach hanging over. Realizing that I didn't like those things was dealing with all this dysmorphia, because some days I would see those things and I probably would go a whole day without eating, and then the first thing I would eat would be like some chips, some cookies, junk, just junk. Never ate an actual meal for about a year. Only time I would eat a meal was like every once in a while when I had money, go buy me a 10-piece at American Deli. Like, stuff like that. Like, I would just not, I would have sporadic full-course meals. And even 10-piece with fries is not even a full-course meal. Ugh. So eating like that. So when I realized that people around me, especially coming back from school, realizing like, oh, you, dang, lost a lot of weight. Because sitting in your room and not really eating, not really socializing, not really doing things like that, got very depressed towards the end of last year. Got very, very down, very negative, had very low energy. And it was kind of just kind of like, okay. But I took the time also to reflect really on everything. And that's why I made myself this promise that I was going to release things that were no longer serving me. I was going to really just tell motherfuckers they gotta go if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, what I think they're supposed to be doing when it comes to me. And I did. And I realized God was pointing out people by in ways of like, hey, are you going to eat that? Hey, you haven't ate much. Are you okay? Hey, why are you up at 3 a.m.? Why are you not sleeping? Did you sleep at all last night? No. Why? Are you okay? Never had anyone question my sleeping, my eating, just basic things that I didn't really pay attention to. Now I put an emphasis on. Because I've always talked about being healthy and things like that. But my being healthy was go work out, have the waist, have everything, and but never, are you sleeping 6 hours? Are you waking up eating a good breakfast? Are you making sure you get 3 balanced meals and a few snacks to where you have your metabolism going? Because breakfast speeds up your metabolism in the morning. It gets it up and running so it can start burning fat that needs to be burned. And are you eating before 10 o'clock? Stuff like that. Mind you, I already know this stuff, but I wasn't actually applying it to myself because I had my mind on other things. Everything but myself. And mixing it with body dysmorphia, consciously telling myself, if I eat that, my stomach will bulge. I don't wear this crop top. I don't wanna sit down and have roll on the side. If I eat that, I'm gonna look fat. So let's not eat until we are not in public no more. And I take off the crop top, I wear my big t-shirt and underwear, and I'm gonna just eat. That wasn't healthy. That's not what I need to do. So January, I got on a weight gain journey. This is also the other end of the spectrum. Got on a weight gain journey, and I went from 112 to now I am 140 pounds. Now, if you see my Twitter, if you saw my Twitter post, my Instagram post, you'll realize that that was between a year. So from January to July, I gained 30 pounds. Mind you, I'm not done with my weight gain journey because I do plan on toning everything. When I say tone, I really just mean making sure I carry the weight well. I don't want it to be bad. I want it to be good gains. How do they say healthy gains? I want healthy gains. And so for right now, like, I've been carrying my weight well because people look at me and when I say that 140, it's kind of like, okay, you carry your weight well. Even though you're not really supposed to say that to people that are more have a little bit more meat on their bones, because what is carrying my weight well mean? Is that subjective? So when people are like, oh, you look good, I take that much better than saying you carry your weight well. Because even if I did look heavy, you're not supposed to tell me that I look heavy. That makes sense, right? Okay. Is that just me? I hope not. I would never tell a plus size woman or a woman that has more to love on her that she's carrying her weight well, because how else is she supposed to carry it? On the floor? Even if she does have love handles and they're hanging from the sides, she's still carrying it well because she's able to walk. Not carrying it well means you probably can't be as mobile as you want to. Then yes, that's a problem. But saying comments like that is borderline fat phobic, because you cannot say, oh, you're carrying it well, I didn't realize that you were actually 140. So what if I actually did look 140, or I actually did look 160? What would you do then? You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have to be careful with your word choice. You have to just, if you want to say they look good, just say simply, hey, you look good. Don't mention extra weight. Don't say, oh, you look good with the extra weight. Just say they look good. They look good. They look good. Point blank, period. That's it. So, and I started to gain weight, things like that. Started to get a little bit more in my hip area. So my pant size went from like a 0 to like a 6. But honestly, I really wore a 2. So I went from like a 2 to like a 6 or an 8. So that's like a small to a medium, which is not bad. Because mediums are not that much bigger, but they definitely do make a difference. So I realized a lot of my pants I can't wear anymore. So like, as I'm going through, in a spring break I went through, I wasn't wearing anything because it was quarantine. So I was just wearing big t-shirts, you know, all this other stuff. So I was just doing my thing. When I went back home is where it really hit, because I got comments such as, not even that, let's go back further. February, I gained a little bit more weight. I gained a little bit of my stomach. It was before my hips kind of filled out and lined itself. Not lined itself, but like filled out and kind of evened out the weight. Because when you gain fresh new weight, most of my weight was water weight. Most of my weight now is water weight. So I can tone that up and do what I need to do with it. Next week, I'll start by working out and dedicating myself to it because I realized that I only get one body. And once I destroy it, I'm no longer here. And I'm not trying to work out to be a Coke bottle shape or whatever it is. I'm working out because I want to be able to run and not breathe like I'm dying of thirst. I want to be able to move around freely without having to feel like my body is against me. So it's more so of an internal thing. I want my heart to be healthy. I want my lungs to be healthy. I'm not trying to look like somebody to see on Instagram or whatever like that. My body so happens to get like that, so be it. But that's not the goal. The goal is to feel better. The goal is to be able to push my body to limits to where it can be stronger and better and more durable. Not to look like a tea person, like the little person that sells the little skinny tea, whatever. I'm not supposed to look like that. If I am supposed to look like that, if I work hard, invest in my body, then I'll look like that. But if I don't look like that, I'm not going to hate myself for it. And I had to come to terms with this when I was on my weight gain journey, and I still am. That when I got home, I was like, oh, you've gotten fat. Mind you, I left and I was 112. So I was much more slender, okay? So now, of course, I have on big t-shirts and big shorts and big sweatpants and things like that. I have on a big t-shirt and I had biker shorts underneath because that's what I got comfortable wearing. I got comfortable wearing stuff that wasn't so tight because I'm still getting used to my body. I'm still getting used to the extra meat on my bones. Not that I don't love it. I'm just adjusting and I'm trying to take it a step at a time. Which is why sometimes y'all don't see me wear actual clothes. It's because I'm trying to get used to my body as is and realize what works for my body and what doesn't. Because it is important. It's important when you love your body's shape and type, you have to find clothes. You have to do things. Well, find clothes for yourself that make you feel good. And I read a lot of the things that I used to buy didn't make me feel good. It made other people feel good. That's also another issue. I did stuff for other people, not because I liked it. Me not wanting to eat, I wanted to be skinny. I wanted to feel like I wanted to be deemed as attractive. I thought that skinny, slender, and having hair that was not like this was attractive. I would hide my locks under a wig. I would hide my locks under things that weren't me. Now, of course, I have a curly head wig. But the thing is, though, people think that's my real hair. It looks natural on me. I'll either do that or braids, or get some locks over this that are longer and that look like mine. So it's stuff like that, right? So when I realized, okay, my mom told me she saw me, she was like, you got fat. Mind you, I'm wearing a XXL t-shirt with biker shorts and some Vans and some socks and a hat. So my mom just looks at me, she's like, you got fat, you got wide. Now, of course, that hurt my feelings. Because you're not supposed to tell your kids they got fat. You're not supposed to tell your kids that they gained weight. Of course, my mom blamed it on birth control because that does cause you to gain weight. But when you're working out and drinking protein shakes every day and eating 3 full cooked meals every day for ever since middle of March to June, yeah, you're gonna gain weight because that's what I intentionally did. I got to 140. My goal is to get to 160 even. 160 even. So realizing that my weight was going to bother people, that also bothered me. I was happy when I got to 130 pounds back in April. I called my mom, I showed her, and I was like, hey, I just wonder. She's like, why are you gaining weight? Don't do that. I was like, well, I had my ribs showing. I had like the side of my ribs would show, I lean up, it'd be like my bones right there. And my bones don't show naturally. If most people that do know me know that I was not a skinny child, me and my bones, very healthy looking. okay? So go to college and I drop weight to where my arms were half of this. Of course, you can't see because of the hoodie on. My arms were half of what my arms are now. Very slender, very frail looking. So, of course, my dad told me multiple times, like, I should eat. Eat enough. So mom was like, okay, she's helping me move out. She's helping me move. She helped me go back home, pack up, okay? So she's like, we're in the elevator. She was like, oh, well, she's like, you're getting a lot of weight. She's like, you don't have to lose all that. You don't have a stomach. And you're not even having kids. You don't even have any kids if you got a stomach. So I'm looking at her like, I said, my ribs were showing a year ago. She said, you'd rather your ribs to show than to have all that fat right there. I said, these things did hurt my feelings. Did I tell her? Yeah. Did she care? No. So you have to think about, like, some people want you to look a certain way because that's what they like. And what you, well, also you notice is that they're not skinny either. The body type they're trying to project onto you, they don't even done for themselves. Either they have or not, it's still wrong to project certain expectations off on other people. And you know that's not what they want. I was happy that I gained weight. Because why would I want to sit around and be underweight? Because I lost, keeping weight on me was not very easy. And it was not some, it was a task. To squat and run and, well, of course cardio, because I want my lungs and stuff to be healthy. But realizing that, so of course being at home with my mother was very challenging to keep all my weight gain journey and to be happy in the skin that I'm in, because a lot of my suits couldn't fit them. A lot of other things couldn't fit them anymore. And my mom's like, you need to get your legs together. Look, your legs are getting big. Your legs are getting big. My legs were half of what I have. I don't really take pictures, full body pictures, because I just don't. I've never gone anywhere. But that's just really it. Realizing that I've had some times a week ago where I look at my body and be like, ew. Going to the park with my friends and I couldn't fit any of my leggings. I was like, I'm fat. My boyfriend's like, you're not fat. You just need to buy stuff that's your size. You're not small anymore. And that kind of bothered me. Yes, I already get it. I wanted to gain the weight. Look in the mirror as I put on the leggings and I just looked like, I felt fat. I looked in the mirror and my head was just like, you're fat. The dysmorphia came back again, and I was like, you're fat, you're fat. Now, you know, you would think that me wanting to gain weight was going to get rid of that, but consciously, that never leaves you. Your consciousness is telling you, oh, you're fat, or you're right, you know. But it's like voices in your head. Of course, when you're by yourself and you're able to distract yourself from such things, it's easier to not listen to those voices, but when you've been around someone who's been saying you're fat, co-signing with the voice in your head, it's very hard. It's very hard. And when you, and sometimes you look at yourself and then you see like to the side, like, yes, you got some balls right here. Or, yes, your stomach's kind of hanging over your jeans. So now your jeans, your high-waisted jeans don't have the space they used to have. You're not a size 2 or 4, you're a 6 or 8 or 10. And realizing that is really just adjustment and having to accept the adjustment. And that's what I've learned with, because I've had body dysmorphia even when I was small and I was skinny. I was telling myself I was fat. Then I gained weight, telling myself that I was fat. And I don't regret gaining the weight. I feel so much better. I feel so much healthier. I feel so much more comfortable because I'm not ashamed to eat. I'm not ashamed to say that I am hungry. I'm not ashamed to actually really just, I'm taking care of myself. I work out when I can. If I'm not doing anything, I try to get in one workout a day. Of course, life happens and sometimes that's not, you know, that's not possible, but I don't beat myself up about it because I know that I will get back on it. And I know that with school and balancing everything in my life, I can make working out a daily thing. I can go back to drinking my protein shake. I can go back to eating my and I continue to eat my fruits and veggies and my meats. Good portions of them. Everything but pork, because we don't do that pork over here. But so it's just really just moderation, balance, and just learning to accept the changes, the adjustments. Buying my clothes is going to be different. But that doesn't mean that it's bad. It doesn't mean that I'll be ugly. I'm going from a small to a medium, not a small to an XX, triple XL, which is nothing wrong with that. But I make it seem like it was such a big, huge change. And really, it was just a minor one. Only reason it was big to me is because I was still trying to fit into other people's expectations. So I say all this and I tell my story. The reason why I tell my story is because that's honestly what I've been going through for this past summer, ever since this quarantine started, is that I wanted to gain weight, but I thought that would get rid of the body dysmorphia, conscious voices and all the things, but it doesn't. So every day I have to look at myself in the mirror and make sure I say the most positive things to myself. I get up, make sure I get in the mirror and dance. Make sure I get up in the mirror and I look at myself and I touch the parts of my body. I acknowledge them. And I touch the roles. I acknowledge them. I'm around people who tell me that I look good, but also at the same time tell me if you want to lose weight, we definitely can support you. We definitely can hold you accountable. We can be your accountability partner. But whatever they say, whatever you choose to do, we'll respect it. If you don't want to lose weight, fine. If you like the way you are, that's okay. And when you have body dysmorphia, you have to have people like that around you to remind you, hey, don't freak out. Don't compare yourself. Go sit down, take a deep breath, and unplug. Get off the phone. Do something else productive. Meditate, do yoga, something else other than look at people who don't know you and most of the time are editing their pictures anyways. And most of the time have paid for their bodies as well. So I say that to you and I tell my story to you to just let you know that it's a roller coaster ride. There are some days where you may not feel as confident. There are some days where you want to put on a hoodie and some yoga pants like I got on right now and you don't want anyone to see your body. Not even your partner. But remember that you're more than your body. You're more than your shape. The people that are around you that love you and show that they love you for more than just your hips, your thighs, your ass, your stomach, your titties. They love you. They love you for what's in your heart, what's in your spirit, what's in your mind. So make sure that those things are intact. Not saying neglect and not keep your health, your physical health up, no, but make sure that your mind, your spirit, and your body is intact. Make sure that the focus of your body is not harming those things as well. Make sure that you really, 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 when I say really, really love yourself in all forms. Look at yourself more often. Touch the roles. Wear things that you like that are tight, but make sure that you're comfortable in them. Don't wear them because you used to wear them. If you don't like those clothes anymore, throw them out. Buy some things that you do like. Buy some things that do make you feel good. Don't ever put yourself in a box or in a confinement because that's what you think is best. It's okay to not like things anymore that you used to like. It's okay to throw things away and release them. I've done that with a lot of clothes. Some clothes that I had that I was like, I don't even like this anymore. I don't know how this looks on me anymore. It's not even flattering on my body anymore. This is not how I want to dress. And guess what? You will start to feel better. Wear clothes for you. Do things for you. Take care of your body on your terms for you. You know when you don't feel right. You know when you feel good. So start taking how you feel into consideration. Yes, people are going to come and say, oh, you gained weight. Oh, are you pregnant? Yes, someone has come to me and asked me if I was pregnant. Or people have messaged me because I posted a picture in a dress, a black dress, and my tongue was poking out a bit. And I was like, no, I gained weight. Now I'm not pregnant. It will happen. But deal with those in a mature way and let them know. Or you can simply just block them if it's social media, because like I said, the Baba is my best friend. So please, 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 listen to yourself and the ones who actually love you and respect the things you want to do for yourself, the expectations you have for yourself, your expectations. Not anyone else's, not your mama's, not your daddy's, no one else's. Your expectations. Not anyone else's. And be around people who respect your expectations and accept them and are happy because you are happy, who are comfortable because you are comfortable. They're not trying to project anything onto you. They just want to love you and they enjoy you as you come, as you are. And that's really all I have for you today. This concludes the 7th episode of The Little 7th Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends.